or any other place or group.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-579-6610 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Escalations in the Middle East as Israeli forces claim they've killed another top Hamas commander, adding strain to already stalled ceasefire talks. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
It looks like another significant assassination by Israel deep into Lebanese territory. Not as significant as the commander they took out from Hezbollah last week. Of course, there's also the assassination of the political leader of Hamas in Tehran, which Israel does not claim, but it all plays into this real kind of climate of uncertainty.
Presidential candidates heading to key states today. Former President Trump in Montana for a rally, and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris makes a campaign stop in Arizona. Remnants of Debbie still proving to be dangerous as she takes a final swipe at the U.S. Major flood threats in Pennsylvania, New York, and Vermont today, along with possible tornadoes. This is ABC News. Nobody survived a fiery plane crash in Brazil today. Details from ABC's Alex Stone.
It was an ATR-72, a popular short-haul regional airliner, a twin-engine turboprop that was flying to the Sao Paulo area from a region southwest of the city. Federal police say there were 62 people on board, 58 passengers and 4 crew. The plane fell close to a residential building. Witness video appears to show the plane falling and spinning out of the sky without any lift, and then a large billow of black smoke coming from where it crashed.
Stellantis says it may lay off more than 2,400 union workers at its truck plant outside Detroit. 3,700 union workers are employed at the Warren, Michigan facility. In Paris, U.S. women winning the 4x100 Olympics relay. Anchor Sha'Carri Richardson getting her first Olympic gold medal, and Quincy Wilson has become the youngest male U.S. track athlete ever. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Summer's greatest hits are going on now, and Macy's one-day sale has deals so good they won't last long. Shop incredible limited-time specials like back-to-school looks for $20 and under, great home updates like bath towels now $6.99, and 50 to 70% off fine jewelry. Because why not? Don't wait. Our one-day sale ends Sunday night at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. partly cloudy and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the northwest, dragging our high temperatures well below average and only reaching the mid-60s. A few spotty showers may sprinkle in this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be beautiful and a touch warmer, highs nearing 70. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 67 degrees.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. The numbers are in from last month's Speed Enforcement Day. The Wisconsin State Patrol performed nearly 1,600 traffic stops July 26th. About a third of those resulted in citations for speeding. 28 involved drivers surpassing 100 miles an hour. And an enforcement detail in a work zone in Eau Claire County found the average speed was nearly 20 miles an hour over the posted limit. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has expanded the missing child alert. The new alert can be missing kids under 10 years old who don't meet Amber Alert criteria and those under 18 with disabilities that prevent them from returning home. Ohio-based discount retailer Big Lots is closing hundreds of locations nationwide, including stores in Fond du Lac, La Crosse, Menominee Falls, Mount Pleasant, Nina, Sheboygan, and West Bend.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Le Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durant. Advent Health of Durant. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. There are charges against a Bloomer man who deputies say shot a couple of rural Eau Claire County homes. Prosecutors filed charges yesterday against Brandon Flannery of Bloomer. The sheriff's department said he randomly fired shots back on July 14th along Town Hall Road just west of Eau Claire. His bullets hit 2 homes in the area. The sheriff's department says he later admitted that he was driving around drunk and firing his gun. The Pepin County Historical Society will celebrate 150 years of the old Pepin County Courthouse. A celebration will be held on Saturday, August 17th from 1 to 4 p.m. The Pepin County Heritage Center, formerly known as the Old Pepin County Courthouse Museum, will be open at 1 p.m. for walkthrough tours. There'll also be live music on the courthouse front lawn. Starting at 2 p.m., Pepin County historian Terry Mesh will share an interesting and enlightening history of the old courthouse. Now, the building was completed and first used in 1874 and used as a courthouse building until 1985. The rules against homelessness in La Crosse are about to get tougher. The city council last night approved a ban on camping on any city land. The idea is to get homeless people in the city into new homes or programs and out of the city parks. No one in La Crosse, however, is saying when they will begin to enforce that new camping ban. There's a new alert system for missing kids in Wisconsin. The state launched the Missing Child Alert System yesterday. The idea is to have an alert that covers the situations when an Amber Alert isn't possible or appropriate. The new alert comes after both 5-year-old Prince McCree went missing in Milwaukee and 10-year-old Lily Peters went missing in Chippewa Falls. The new alert is quicker and more local than a statewide Amber Alert. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says it's another way for law enforcement to act quickly to protect children. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
More than $100 million is being funneled to local road projects across the state, including here in western Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced approximately $174 million will help local communities across the state complete more than 1,000 local road improvement projects over the next 5 years. 1,003 projects were selected to receive funding through the Wisconsin DOT's Local Road Improvement Program based on recommendations from county, municipal, and town officials. Here in western Wisconsin, Buffalo County will receive $94,000 for improvements to Highway C, Dunn County $161,000 for Highway D, Pepin County $62,000 for Highway SS, and Pierce County will receive $113,000 for improvements to Highway V. The final 2023-25 biennial budget signed by Evers provided an increase of more than $4 million for the road improvement program, providing a 4% increase each year of the biennium. The man who broke into an Eau Claire home, stole a gun, and then went and beat a woman with that gun is headed to prison. A judge in Eau Claire yesterday sentenced Mitchell Henke to 3 years in prison. Police launched a week-long search for Henke and eventually found him in Oshkosh. Prosecutors say Henke was armed and dangerous and beat the woman in front of her two-year-old. Henke will serve 3 years of probation once he's released. A Western Wisconsin 4-H member is advancing to the state 4-H Dairy Judging Tournament. Tyler Quilling of Menominee is advancing the 2024 state 4-H Dairy Judging Contest as an individual after scoring well in the 2024 Area Animal Science Days Dairy Judging Competition in Shawano County. The state 4-H Dairy Judging Contest will be held August 18th in Madison. Republican lawmakers want to know what taxpayers are getting for their $1 billion plus that they spend on the University of Wisconsin. State Representative Amanda Nowitzki led the grilling that UW President Jay Rothman received yesterday at a hearing on the future of the UW system. She pressed Rothman about why the university needs more money from the state when there are fewer students and fewer campuses. Nowitzki also pushed back on the idea that the jobs of the future will require a college degree. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
A Wisconsin woman sent her dad a scratch-off ticket for Father's Day. He ended up $200,000 richer.
Burton Chase, a Connecticut resident, opened up a card from his daughter to find the Wisconsin lottery ticket inside, and it was a winner. He flew to Madison during global IT outages in July to claim his $200,000 prize. What a Father's Day gift. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to.
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Tanner, teetering on the edge. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
400 laps.
For one weekend in August, Richmond becomes the center of the NASCAR world.
Here on the three-quarter mile Richmond race.
The lights get brighter. The stakes get higher. The thrills get bigger. And so does the best weekend of your summer.
Busher is gone like a rocket.
Oh, yeah,
home track win for Hamlin.
That's how you win a race, Pete.
NASCAR weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 10th and 11th.
Way to go.
Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Tanner Gray sits just 5 points above the playoff cut line as the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series heads to their final regular season clash Saturday at Richmond Raceway. The Tricon Garage pilot shared that he feels he had a few missed opportunities this season to improve that standing.
Honestly, if I could have some of those back, I don't even feel like we would be in the position we are. So, yeah, I would definitely like to go back and have a few of those races back. But, you know, I know that we've been preparing all week to go to Richmond and have a good race. And I feel like we can do that. We just got to make sure that we execute and do all the things that we can do to put ourselves in that position.
Catch the entire Tanner Gray interview on NASCAR Live Wide Open, wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The Packers hit the bricks. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It's that time of year for football teams all over the country to stop beating up on each other and go play another team. Packers today making their way to Cleveland for tomorrow's preseason opener against the Browns. After getting a little bit dinged up at the end of yesterday's final practice of the week, it remains to be seen if Jordan Love will get the start tomorrow. Kickoff is at 3:25. To baseball, the first-place Brewers return to American Family Field for a weekend series with the Cincinnati Reds. Coming up tonight, Aaron Civale will pitch against Carson Spires. Game time is set for 7:10. Milwaukee with a 7-game lead in the Central over second-place St. Louis. The Cardinals are at Kansas City tonight. And at the Olympics, the U.S. women's basketball team clobbered Australia in the semifinals today, 85-64. The gold medal game is Sunday. The win for Team USA is their 60th straight international victory. So far, that's translated into 7 straight gold medals, with number 8 1 victory away. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear. Whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner, need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. One of my favorite freshwater species to fish for is the smallmouth bass. They're biting very well right now, and I have a technique that is really getting fish to bite. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
I travel all over the upper Midwest chasing smallmouth bass. Some of my favorite places are Sturgeon Bay, big bass there, and lots of them. Lake Mille Lacs, the smallmouth bass population there is very high, and there's some monsters in Mille Lacs. And I love Shawamigan Bay up on Lake Superior. Oh my goodness, that is an outstanding fishery. And one of the techniques that I really like to use on the smallmouth bass in all of those places and many, many more is the drop shot rig. The drop shot rig basically consists of a sinker at the end of the line and then a hook. I use a size 1 or 2 depending upon the size of the bait, tied about a foot to 18 inches above that sinker using a polymer knot. What you do is tip that hook with whatever you want to use for bait. Could be a live minnow, could be a plastic worm. In my case, it is a gulp leech. The smallmouth bass are really attacking this leech right now. You want to maintain contact with the bottom with that sinker and just twitch the rod tip and get that leech to just quiver. They just cannot resist that type of action. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly cloudy and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the northwest, dragging our high temperatures well below average and only reaching the mid-60s. Few spotty showers may sprinkle in this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be beautiful and a touch warmer, highs nearing 70. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 67 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell. I'm Chad Moyer, and today we are being joined by Kyle Bumstead with Allendale, and we're going to recap the week's markets. Before we do that, maybe just some overall thoughts on the week's market, because like you said, I think people took zero time in leaving the market, it felt like. It was just kind of a crazy and hard week, wasn't it, Kyle?
Well, it was for some of us, but for some of us, it wasn't, because if you're positioned right, yeah, it worked out well, and you know, that's kind of how it was. But I doubt there's many office fronts that are still open right now. I'm sure the lights are dark right now and the chairs are swiveling. Everybody's ready to get out of there for the week. But we started this week off Sunday night with that Japanese news there. Their stock market was down 10 to 12, almost 15% at one time, or close to 15% at one time, when they were unwinding that carry trade there in the yen versus the dollar, and that tanked the dollar and tanked our stock market as well, too. And that initially bled over into commodities here, bled over into the cattle complex. So that took the brunt of it here. We even saw some selling here a week ago today. There was a massive amount of selling going on, or starting to see some selling going on. So it kind of made you wonder if something was up here now looking back. And we got into this week, cattle just kind of fell off a cliff here. And today on Friday here, they were able to rebound a little bit. Cash cattle kind of been all over the board here this week. A lot of 185 traded in Kansas and Texas. And then there's some 186 trade in Texas there yesterday late. And up here in Nebraska, we've traded 192 to 193. A lot of these cattle are $2 to $4 lower in some instances than a week ago. Yesterday, there was a major up here in the north that pulled their bids of 190, and now today they've come out here after the market's closed and they're bidding 193. So it's, like I said, it's all over the board there as far as that goes. There's also been some majors up here in Nebraska to go to Dakota City buying cattle 190 to 191 here for delivery the week of September 2nd. And then just talked with a person out east there in eastern Iowa, 194 delivery to Tyson out that direction, or a major packer out that way. And they're buying those cattle for second or third week of September as well. So some of the packers are trying to get some inventory secured around them here, which in the past, take it however you want, bullish or bearish, but that's what's happening here as far as the cash side of things go, Chad.
Yep. Well, let's stay on that livestock track for a little while. And you mentioned how some are starting to buy weeks and weeks, several weeks out. Is that telling in any way, Kyle? Does that indicate what is going on in the cattle markets these days?
Tough to say, but when the packers got some inventory around them and got some inventory to work through, it hasn't really boded well in the past, but that doesn't mean this time couldn't be different. When you're looking there at procuring inventory, I was looking here at some of these feeder cattle sales and some of these direct sales and some of these video sales here that are going into the index, or don't go into the index per se as far as the video sales go. There's a lot of feeders out there that are bringing good money on these sales, but when you look at some of the immediate delivery cattle here, they're not bringing what one thinks they should here, because that feeder cattle index, since the 1st of August here, we turned the calendar to the 1st of August here, we've seen this feeder cattle index take a big drop today. It's going to be down over $3 when the Merck updates it later. And just looking at some of the direct sales here in the South here, from what's come in today here on a Friday so far, I looked at that index on Monday to really hit the skids and take another chunk off as far as cash feeder cattle index. So I'm still a little bit bearish here as far as the cash markets go, but as far as the future side of things go, we've dropped hard enough, fast enough, where we could see a bounce from here. Today we saw that bounce. We did make some new highs here, for the day. We made new daily highs, obviously, in some of these contracts here. Went off, within the top third of their range, so that doesn't look bad here starting out for next week. But for next week, I'm going to go with the steady to weaker cash call on the fats.
Yep. Just taking a look at the business that's taken place so far, it looks like Nebraska's in for, what, about 17,000 in the cash market. Iowa had a little bit better, 26.5, only 8,000 out of Kansas, according to the early numbers. That seems kind of light. You think some of that will be made up with formula trade, or are we starting to see less numbers available?
Yeah, I think some of that's going to be met up with formula trade, and I think there's still a pretty decent amount of cash cattle here that are going to trade this afternoon. I know talking to some folks up here in the north and listening to some of the conversations here that I've had in some groups, like one gentleman told me, he's up in South Dakota, told the group here, he goes, these cattle are weighing 13.5, and he goes, I'm making a lot of money on these cattle, and he said, I don't know if I should sell them or hang on, put some more weight on them, but the general consensus of the group is, if you'd ask yourself a year ago if you'd sell cattle at 193, which, you bid 193, would you do it or would you pass it? And, a year ago they'd say, yeah, we'd sell it. Well, if you're making good money, I think there's going to be some guys that are going to give up some cattle here, just so they don't have to deal with it. And, it's like another friend told me, he said, we're just one world, one bomb away in the world from being turned upside down. So that could have an effect on things too here as we get through the weekend, as we saw last weekend here with that Israel-Iran deal as far as crude oil goes. So, making it up here, I think, there's going to be some cash cattle trade here after the close today. And also on tonnage, folks got some big cattle out there. We did see weight through yesterday come out. We're 23 pounds here above last year as far as these, carcass weights go. So, yeah, we have less numbers, or if we do have less numbers coming at us, we're still making it up here in tonnage and to a percent. You know, a percentage is getting made up in tonnage.
Yep. All right. Just very quickly, you mentioned that rebound in, on the futures side. Is that fundamental or technical? What kind of led to that rebound here at the end of the week?
I think it was technical here. We held the early week lows, and for me, it looked like we ran out of sellers, but we did all week. I did see, watching, and not a lot of people mention this, but I did see a lot of commercial buying going on out there where they were kind of buying the front month, selling the deferred contracts out there. So the question that a lot of folks have is, we've got October cattle trading, trading higher than February cattle. And that just, that historically, that's not the way it goes, but that's what's doing this year. I would not be surprised here as we get closer to October here, if this cash market doesn't straighten itself out here. We got the funds that still have some length here as far as in the live cattle. We could see them sell that October board and maybe keep those deferreds, I don't know, necessarily buying or propped up, but maybe steady out there in those deferreds while that October falls down.
Kyle Bumstead joins us on today's Channel Final Bell. Stay tuned. Second half is coming up next. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Again, Kyle Bumstead with Allendale joins us for today's program. You kind of mentioned it when we talked livestock in the last segment, and I think this applies to the grains too. Just what was really pushing this negative feel in the markets? It was driven by a lot of outside influences this week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Most of the trade was macro-driven here as far as when we saw the stock market fall apart. And that really didn't have the correlation the second half of the week here. We did see the stock market, I don't want to say firm up, but we lost the sellers there. We didn't have near the selling in the stock market here as we got into late Wednesday, Thursday, and into partially Friday here. We didn't see near the sell-off in the equities and the cattle. Just had a tough time struggling yesterday here to pick this thing back up here, and they've consolidated here for a few sessions here, live cattle have. So it wouldn't surprise me here if these cattle do bounce here for a little bit. Coincidentally, I was looking at some of the charts here from back in 2014. You know, a lot of folks look back at 2014 because that was their big year in cattle. And we're kind of not necessarily move for move, but our chart patterns are looking close. When you look at the October live cattle in 2014 and the October live cattle here in 2024, and in October 2014, we bottomed out here towards the latter third of the month. I want to say somewhere around August 15th through 20th, somewhere in there we bottomed out, and then we started rallying and went on and made new highs after that. And it could be setting up that way again this year. We don't know, but it has an eerily similar looking chart formation happening there as far as 2014 and this year 2020. They're moving in about the same direction.
All right. Well, I guess time will tell on that. We'll have to keep an eye on that. What about thoughts in the grains? You know, like today we started a little stronger, you know, had hopes that maybe we'd end on the plus side, but corn and beans just couldn't. What's going on in grains?
Well, you got the weather. Weather doesn't look like there's any issues as far as the weather goes, you know, in the next couple of weeks here. And there's no, I think the next thing that folks are going to be talking about is early frost and how harvest is going to start progressing here. But, you know, there is some chance of some heat coming back in the forecast there. Once you get through about the 15th of August here, the end of next week, looks like there could be some heat moving back in, but we haven't seen it yet. We do have some chances for rain across the Corn Belt here in the Western Corn Belt. So that's not bullish. I mean, we've got a big crop coming on, and as I'm sitting here on the highway here, pulled off, I've seen quite a few grain trucks coming in here dumping last year's crop too. So we've got the tin can harvest going on right now as far as corn goes, And that's going to keep the market suppressed here for a while until those old crop bushels get moved and out of the farmers' hands. Then I think this thing's going to be suppressed, or it's going to have a tough time here rallying from these levels. Same thing with December corn. If guys just lock it up in the bin, I think that it's going to be tough here to get the market to rally here because it's still in the farmers' hands. And I hate to say that, but it seems like when the farmer loses control of it, that's when the market tends to go up after that.
Yep. All right. I did see we did rebound a little bit in soybean oil today. Was that what you talked about before, just being led along by the energy markets, by crude?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was led along by crude there a little bit. And I think it had been sold off here hard enough earlier this week. It just kind of uncovered some technical buying, a little bit of profit taking here on a Friday session here to kind of wrap things up for the week.
Yep. All right. One thing, the wheat futures, they have been able to kind of stand on their own. It sounds like there's enough worries about production around the world that the wheat has a little bit of legs right now, huh?
Well, it's had a little bit of legs, but as far as production issues, if there were true production issues, that we'd see these spreads start to narrow. In the case of Chicago wheat, you'd see the Dease gain on the March, and you'd see the March gain on the May, and the same thing in Kansas City wheat, you'd start to see the Sep gain on the Dease gain on the March, but that's just simply not the case. We're actually in the middle of a VSR tracking period here for them to potentially widen out the carry there in Chicago wheat, which tells me that fundamentally things are bearish. The commercials know it's bearish, but there could be some technical buying and some short covering going on here going into the weekend, the way it looks.
Yep. All right. Well, that kind of brings us up to current on today's markets. I guess, you know, here we stand on a Friday. What are we focused on when we come back Sunday night into Monday? I know we have another government report. Is that the key? What are we going to be looking at when we come back to trade next week?
Yep, I'm still going to be watching the weather here and what's going on, you know, as far as the macro picture, as far as world markets and things like that. I think that's going to be a bigger driver here. Everyone's talking about the USDA, and it's a survey report, but, you know, surveys are surveys. People put down whatever they want, and they just compile it. And if you got garbage data going in, you're going to get a garbage data coming out as far as the report goes, and that's what they're going to trade. So that's kind of my opinion on the government reports, but you know, looking at it, I'm also going to be watching the carry, seeing if the commercials are worried about this weather moving through as far as the heat goes, watching the spreads. If the spreads start to narrow, then maybe we've got something going here, and maybe things can firm up a little bit. But as long as they keep building carry out there, it's really not a fundamentally bullish story right now in the grains.
All right. Kyle, what's the preferred way to reach out and make contact with you?
Just call me here at the office at 308-708-7340.
There he is. That's Kyle Bumstead with Allendale. He joins us on today's Channel Final Bell program. A reminder, trading of commodity futures does involve a substantial risk of loss. It might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by ADM Regenerations. Learn how to get paid for new or continuing regenerative practices on your farm by visiting ADMRegenerations.com. Both ocean shipping and freight rail could experience some delays this year as strikes are threatened by Canadian rail workers and U.S. dock workers in the absence of new contracts. I'll have the details when we come back.
If you've been on the fence about adding cover crops in your farm management plan, now may be the time to take the leap. ADM offers incentives that reward you for conservation practices. Some state incentives pay over $35 an acre, and those dollars can help offset costs related to planting crops. Plus, you gain agronomic rewards, such as healthier soils, reduced erosion, and better soil moisture holding capacity. And there are no long-term commitments. It's time to get off the fence. Learn all about your state's incentives at admregenerations.com.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
Yes, we're talking strikes in the global supply chain once again. Let's start with the situation at U.S. ports. The current master contract between the International Longshoremen's Association, or ILA, and the U.S. Maritime Alliance is set to expire on September 30th. The Maritime Alliance covers ports on the U.S. East and Gulf Coasts, and Harold Daggett, president and chief negotiator of the ILA, has warned that if a new agreement isn't reached, dock workers are prepared to hit the streets on October 1st. The primary sticking point in negotiations has been the use of automated technology by companies like Maersk and APM Terminals, which the ILA claims violates their current contract and threatens American jobs. Daggett emphasized that ILA members are unified and will not entertain discussions about extending the current contract or involving outside agencies, including the Biden administration and the Department of Labor. A strike across the East and Gulf Coast ports would likely cause major supply chain disruptions, especially if West Coast port workers were to refuse diverted cargo in solidarity. There was a slight hope that emerged when the ILA reached an agreement with the South Carolina ports in Charleston, but the overall master contract remains unresolved. And that's not the only challenge. Canadian Pacific Kansas City CEO Keith Creel indicated that a strike is likely on his railroad by the end of the month. The Teamsters Canada Rail Conference, or TCRC, has authorized a strike, which could begin within 72 hours' notice following a decision from the Canadian Industrial Relations Board. If this strike occurs, it would halt operations at CPKC and at Canadian National. CN has already lowered its financial outlook due to traffic slowdowns as customers prepare for the strike. Creel highlighted that a prolonged strike could harm Canada's reputation as a reliable trading partner, especially after last year's dock workers' strike in British Columbia. These potential labor strikes come at a critical time as supply chains are already strained by various global factors and U.S. harvest is on the horizon. I'll be back with more after this.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Both the rail strikes in Canada and the port strikes on the U.S. Gulf and East Coast could come to fruition as harvest starts to hit full swing. Logistics companies and shippers are understandably concerned, and some are already shifting cargo orders to mitigate the risks. I'll keep you updated on the developments. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by ADM Regenerations. Learn more at ADMRegenerations.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cool tonight, a low around 50. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s, and more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 67 right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops were nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A man with a born to kill tattoo tried to cut in. I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? She gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might be. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Maybe we'll never be seen together at night on a crowded street. I may never reach across your body to kill the light when you're asleep. Maybe I'll never watch you dressing. I won't sound too familiar on the phone. But I can't touch your hand accidentally and take take that moment home. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope, I can escape, but still I know. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. I won't be there when you need holding, but I'm sure that he can pull you through. But I can sing this song to everybody and pretend it's not about you. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, still I know. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, but still I know. That's as close as I'll get to. Yeah, that's as close as I'll get to. That's as close as I'll get.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. I know I can't.
okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. You're an angel, you're a keeper, the kind of thing that you gotta lock down. I'm loving, just living, every minute since you came around. I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. Yeah. And they say when you know, you know, and I know one thing for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. Oh, so good, baby. Yeah. You know, sometimes I dream about 55 years from now, gonna still be you and me, watching that sun going down. I still be stealing your kisses, I still be holding your hand, I still look at you and I pinch myself. Good Lord, I'm a lucky man. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. Take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good, girl. Oh, so good, baby. I was lost in the neon lights till the day that you called me yours. They say when you know, and I know one thing's for sure. I got it good, girl, 'cause I got myself a good girl. Still can't believe I found you. Can't imagine life without you. I could take you home to mama, take you to the church right down the street. Yeah, you up and took my whole world and made it so good.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited to. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. Well, it's kind of you to lend me an ear. Well, that's a start. But I believe if I could only get the rest of you over here, well, all of you might fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine, honey, anytime. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. for somewhere to go, and your eyes want something more to see. Why don't you let them lead the rest of you to my door, so all of you can fall in love with all of me. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. Yes, I could. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your heart